This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Good morning and happy Monday, Path to Freedom listeners. I just have this feeling again, it's going to be another great week. Every time I say that, it ends up being a great week. So we're just going to keep rolling with the, it's going to be a great week here at the beginning of Mindset Monday. This week, I want to talk about courage. Why? Well, if you guys have been living in the same 2020 that I have, it's definitely a year that requires courage from all of us. There's a lot going on in the world. There's pandemics, there's an election, there's all types of craziness tied to that. And then there's, of course, just the everyday life that we all live that requires courage day in and day out. And so I want to talk a little bit about how you can intentionally develop a courageous mindset. And I want to start this episode off with a quote that originally got me kind of thinking about this as being a good topic for Mindset Monday. And that quote is by C.S. Lewis. He says, "Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality." Again, that's C.S. Lewis. And it's been a while since I've drawn from the ancient Stoic philosophers here on the Mindset Monday podcast, but courage is a perfect topic to kind of revisit what they have to say on the subject. The Stoics believed that a life well lived was one which always countered adversity with virtue. And they believed in four aspects of virtue: courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom. Each and every situation calls for one or more of these four Stoic virtues, and really nothing in life exempts us from their power. But as we just heard in the quote from the great C.S. Lewis, courage is not just one of the virtues, it is the virtue. And Seneca would say, Seneca being an ancient Stoic philosopher that I've talked about here on the podcast numerous times, Seneca would say that he actually pitied people who never experienced misfortune. "You've passed through your life without an opponent," he said. "No one can ever know what you are capable of, not even you." Courage is the opposing force of cowardice. Courage is not the elimination of fear, desire, or anxiety. It is acting in the right way despite our fear, desire, and anxieties. Seneca once wrote, "There are misfortunes which strike the sage, without incapacitating him, of course, such as physical pain, infirmity, the loss of friends or children, or the catastrophes of his country when it is devastated by war. I grant that he is sensitive to these things, for we do not impute to him the hardness of a rock or of iron. There is no virtue in putting up with that which one does not feel." So what he means by this is that a person who does not feel fear cannot conquer it, and therefore does not show courage. Courage is the act of overcoming those feelings that threaten to cause cowardice. Is doing the right thing, even if we're afraid to do so. So really, courage is the ability to retain strength of character and our morals in the face of fear and the desire not to do so. Courage is not being afraid. It's acting the way you know you need to act, even when you are afraid. Courage is the ability to exert one's will in the face of risk. Aristotle said that the highest risk was death, and that the most courageous man was the one that acted fearlessly in the face of death. And an interesting fact is that, as we know, fear is always present, especially in the year 2020, right? The courageous man does not feel less fear than the coward. However, he decides to act in spite of it. And that is what makes him courageous. And I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine this past week, and was telling him about, you know, one of the new businesses that we've invested in, a new franchise business. And, you know, he made a comment to me. He's like, you know, you guys, this is what, your third business that you've invested now. You know, does it get easier each time? And I said, no, it doesn't. You know, it's scary every time. You know, when you pay a pretty large sum of money and go to start a new business venture, it's always scary. But I think the more, you know, you get comfortable taking these types of actions, the easier it becomes to push through the fear. It doesn't mean that the fear is not there. It just means that, you know, you've built up confidence in yourself and your ability to execute, and you're familiar with how to kind of deal with that fear and still take the action that you need to. Doesn't mean that the fear is not there. So how do we find courage and how do we maintain it? Well, it starts with you. It's a great quote by David Goggins, who I've also talked about here on the podcast before. He says, find the courage to defeat the enemy within yourself. Once you win that internal battle, you will not be overcome or defeated by external enemies. The most difficult battle to win is the one with yourself. Focus on winning that war. So, you know, courage isn't a virtue that we just all of a sudden wake up with one day. It takes lifelong experience and intentional awareness to walk with courage. For many people, this happens naturally as we try new things, push ourselves outside of our comfort zone, and grow in our relationships, career, and spirituality. And I'm sure you've noticed that many of the things you used to fear no longer cause you the same level of anxiety or concern. When we face our fears, we learn that they weren't as menacing and paralyzing as we once thought. We were able to conquer them, and in doing so, become more courageous. We learn that much of our fear is simply false evidence appearing real. See what I did there? That's a little acronym for fear. False evidence appearing real. Pretty cool, right? But irrational fear comes from our perspective of risk, which can be different for each person. Courage is similar and can be defined as a subjective experience where a person perceives risk, experiences fear, and overcomes those fears to act. Our subjective experience of risk and fear can change as we grow as a person and as we expand our perception of ourselves and our purpose. We start to realize that much of our fear is just in our mind. And at this point, we can begin to develop a more courageous mindset. So, what is a courageous mindset and how do we train it? Well, here's the framework and the elements for a courageous mindset. First of all, it starts with positive traits, things like openness to experience. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast, getting comfortable, getting uncomfortable. That's how you grow. When open to new experiences, we're more likely to step out on a limb and take chances. We're more likely to accept different options and experience less stress due to our flexibility. Also, positive traits like conscientiousness. There's a relationship between this trait and a sense of duty. This sense of duty can lead us to take committed action when required. And then also positive traits like self-evaluation traits. This includes self-esteem, self-efficacy, and our locus of control. Consider if you feel you're capable of doing what needs to be done, or if you feel a sense of control over what will happen and your actions. If so, you're more likely to be courageous. If not, then work on it. Practice getting uncomfortable and taking chances. The more you do this, the more courageous you will become, and the easier it will be to act courageously in the face of fear. So we've got positive traits, and then we've got positive states, like hope. Someone with high levels of hope will have reduced fear, as they will view the potential outcome in a more encouraging manner. When dealing with a problem, they will likely think of more alternative solutions and will be spurred to take action. We've talked about this on the podcast, another big theme in Stoic philosophy, which is find the good in the bad. All right, if you start thinking about things that way with more of a hopeful mindset, then it's going to be easier to be courageous and trust that the outcome of your actions will be positive. And then positive states like resiliency. When setbacks emerge, resiliency allows us to rebound and cope with the struggle. Resiliency gives us courage to not give up despite the challenge. All right, and then there's our values and beliefs. One's values and beliefs will directly impact their response and behavior in a given situation. Values such as integrity, honor, valor, independence, duty, selflessness, and loyalty all relate to greater courage. And when these types of values are important to us, we will be reminded and motivated to take action when these come into question. All right, and then there's social forces. This includes influences of social identity and cohesiveness to a group. Courage may come from taking action based on a role where we're expected to perform the duty or feel an obligation to fill this role. So think about who in your life needs you to be courageous. Think of the people that are counting on you. And chances are that's going to give you a lot more confidence to be courageous and to take the action that you know you need to. So all of these conditions that we just talked about come together to provide a more courageous and hardy spirit. The more we begin to cultivate and reinforce these characteristics, the more courageous we can become. And like so many of the things we talk about on these Mindset Monday episodes, courage is something that you can practice and that you can get better at. But you have to be intentional about it. You have to, on a regular basis, get comfortable being uncomfortable and put yourself in situations that scare you a little bit. And the more you do that and the more you take action anyways, the better. Go back to the Mindset Monday episode I did about cold showers. That's a great example of how you can train your body to take an action that you know is good for you, even when you don't want to, and it's pretty scary. So I'm going to kind of start wrapping this episode up with another quote. And that quote is, courage is the most important of all virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can practice any virtue erratically, but nothing consistently without courage. Maya Angelou. So in a year where plenty of things happening in the world are requiring us to be courageous, I hope this short Mindset Monday episode is helpful in reminding each and every one of you that courage is not the absence of fear. It's simply having the strength to push forward in the face of fear. It's human nature to be afraid, but it's the courageous that are able to change their lives and continue to grow even when battling fear. It's also worth a quick reminder from our Stoic friends that we need to focus on the things that we can control and not get bogged down by those things which we cannot control. 2020 has been a year in which it can be very easy to let the media and all the other negative publicity going on just derail us, right? So if you spend too much of your time watching the news or looking on social media or talking to other negative people, who are just talking about how, the world is burning down around us, it's going to be a lot scarier than you know, focusing on the things that you know you can control, and then not letting things outside of your control derail you. So I hope this has been a quick little inspiration to begin your week. I hope that this episode has helped remind you that we're all human. We all deal with fear, and that courage is not being afraid. It's simply, you know, finding ways to push through the fear and do what we know we need to do. So go out there, be courageous this week, and drop in. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.